CVS Caremark, this is Sharon.
Hey, Sharon. My name is Phil Wright. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I don't know if you'll remember me or not. I think you called me on maybe June 9th, thereabouts. And you asked me for a telephone number for a pharmacy, for King Super's Pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
And I wound up giving you the phone number. And one of the things I asked you for in return was an address where I could send you a letter. And I wrote down what you told me, and I sent you a letter, and it came back to me. It said they could not deliver the letter to the address as mailed. And so I guess I'd like to double check. Maybe I wrote something down wrong, and if not, then maybe we can get a corrected address or I can resend the letter.
Okay. Okay, what do you have?
Well, why don't you tell me what the right address is? Do you know what the right address to send the letter is?
As far as I know, it's Med D Pharmacy, P.O. Box 52006, Phoenix, Arizona, 85072-2066.
Yeah, okay. So that is, in fact, where I sent the letter to, and I'm here to tell you that does not work. I noticed that when you answered the phone, you answered it CVS, what'd you say? CVS Caremark?
CVS Caremark for Medicare Part D, yes, sir.
Caremark. All right, so hold on just a second. CVS Caremark.
You got me curious now because that's the number, that's the address I've been given. Now I'm fixing to ask my supervisor. Where is my, okay. And she probably don't know it right away. She would probably have to get it for me.
P.O. Box 52006, correct?
Correct.
And it's Phoenix 85072, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, all right. And I'm here to tell you, the post office took about a month, but it came back. And it was marked, well, we cannot deliver to that address. So let me ask you what I think is a fairly simple, straightforward question, and I hope that you'll give me a straightforward answer. What's the name of the company that you work for?
CVS Caremark. CVS.
CVS, the letter CVS. So the name of the company that you work for is not, for example, Signify Health, and it's not, my memory is not all that great. What's it called? I have all my notes in front of me. Bear with me a second here. I'll get it. I had all this in front of me, but I guess before I dialed the phone, Bear with me here. Dawn, Smith, Hills, Francis. This might be it. Here it is. Nations Benefits. That's the name of the company I'm looking for. You know, you do not work for Nations Benefits?
No, I don't know if they are part of Medicare Part D. I'm not sure.
All right, so you have nothing to do with them. Are you part of the group that handles, what do you call it, appeals to the, you know, when somebody gets denied a request, you know, somebody makes a request.
I know what you're talking about. No, not into that area. I'm waiting for my supervisor. She told me she's looking for it now, the address.
So do you mind telling me the name of your supervisor?
My supervisor name is, what is his name? Well, my supervisor name is Depa Nupang.
Can you spell that for me?
D-E-E-P-A.
P-A. All right, that's the first name. All right, go ahead.
Yes. N-E-U. He is in Paul, A-N-E.
All right. What is that, like, India? Is that a name from India?
I have no clue where she is.
Okay. That's a woman's name, I guess, huh? All right.
Yes.
I would not have even known that much. So, okay. I'll write down supervisor. And do you have, like, a phone number or some way I could get a hold of her if I wanted to?
No, she don't have them. She just go through our pings and texts and all that stuff.
And
so I don't have I don't have her a direct phone number.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Do you work from home normally, or do you go into an office?
I do. I work from home.
Yeah. All right. Do you have an email? Is there an email, or is there some way other than regular mail that I could get this letter to you?
No, we don't do emails. Only thing we do is fax. But I'm still waiting for her to let me know something.
All right. It seems odd to me that that it would be sending a letter. I mean, if the name of the company that you work for is CVS Caremark, it would seem that that would be the name to write.
No, but if we have a different area that it would go to, that's okay. We got, see, and she sent me the same mailing address that I sent you, that I told you.
All right, so
on here it says CVS Caremark.
Yeah, okay, so
PO Box 52006.
Right.
Oh, wait a minute. She got, oh gosh, yeah, she, it's a different, it said mail to CVS Caremark, PO Box 2066. And they've always told us to, okay. PO Box. I'm going to have to change mine now. 52066. Phoenix, Arizona, 85072. 2066. Okay. Since COVID, everything has changed, because this is not the address I was given when we were in office. Maybe my numbers are just mixed up from what they had.
All right. So be that as it may, you've got a different address, it sounds like, now. And maybe if I try a different address, we've got a... I mean, I think we know that the one that I used before does not work. So let's try the one that you've got now, if we think maybe that will work.
It's still, everything is the same except the P.O. Box is 52066.
52066.
Yes, sir.
Phoenix, Arizona, 85072.
Yes.
Right? The code 85072.
Yes.
But I think you said that the name of the company is CVS Caremark.
That's what she told me on this one. Yes, it's CVS Caremark.
Okay.
But if it's so, going to the same address, they still know that we are part of Med Part D.
All right. So maybe it could be CVS Caremark on one line, and then directly below it, Med-D Pharmacy Management. Who knows?
Yes, that's fine. You can do that, because that would be fine.
I don't know about the post office, but what makes sense to me is that if the name of the company that you work for is called CVS Caremark, that probably would be the name that should be on the envelope.
As far as I know, it would go by the zip code and then the address. In the top part of it doesn't really matter.
But see, I had apparently the P.O. box that I had, the 52006.
And that's what I had too, was the incorrect number, which is...
Has that P.O. box is probably somebody completely different, and that's why the post office wound up sending it back to me. They said, nope, that's not them.
Probably.
Okay. So I will resend this letter then, and you can be looking for it. And I'm going to tell you in the meantime that one of the things I say in the letter is that I don't want you to call me on the telephone.
Okay.
I'm guessing that you weren't going to call me on the phone anyway, but I want you to know that I don't want you to call me on the phone. All right. So.
Okay.
I don't know if you, well, I don't know if you've got any information on me or not, but if you want to send me a letter, if you've got my mailing address, that's what I'd like for you to do. I'm going to ask you some questions in the letter, and what I want you to do is provide the information for me in a written form and send it back to me in the mail, and I'm hoping that you'll do that. Do you think maybe you will, or are you willing to?
You know, I probably won't get the letter, but whatever you're asking for, they will fill it out and send it back to you.
Oh, yeah, okay. I guess that makes sense. So this is going to show up at the post office, and you work from home, and so. okay, so fair enough. So, all right.
Whoever get it, they will send it to the right area, and they'll do what they need to do and get it, more likely get it back to you.
All right. So I guess I'll say thank you for working with me on this. There's going to be a letter with your name on it. I included, after your name, I included REP and then a space and then the letter Z. And I remember when I put that there, I thought, I wrote that down because I thought I heard you say that, and I wondered if that was right or not. Is that right? Is there some reason that I should put that, or should I just leave that off?
Yeah, just leave it off.
Okay. No rep C.
Because I don't even know what that is.
You might talk with your supervisor about that. I don't know if you care or not. If it was me, I would be telling my supervisor. There's mail coming.
Excuse me. I care for all my members I'm calling on. Yes, I do. I want you to be refunded. Yes,
well,
sir.
Well, I can tell you that the way things stand right now is that I did not get a check. I did get a letter.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Do you still have, or do you have access to the letter that you were calling me about? Could you?
No, I don't even have it anymore. Mm-mm.
All right. So
it's been over a month time, and we only
yeah,
get
right.
What a week
I'm
to call.
The information's on the internet. It would be available for you to look. And look up. You could see it all. If you do care, you could find it if you wanted to. If you could find the letter, but if you can't find the original letter that I wrote, you're not going to be able to find it. But I wouldn't blame you if you didn't care. I'm just saying, if you did care, you could find it if you had access to that letter. But what I would try to get across to your supervisor, if you do care about mail that comes in with your name on it, what I would be telling them, if it were me, if I were in your shoes, what I would tell the supervisor is, look, if there's mail that comes in with my name on it, I want to at least get a copy of it. If you feel like you're going to take care of it, and you know, and you think that I don't need to do anything, then that's okay. But I still think you need to make a copy of the piece of mail and send me a copy of it because it has my name on it. That's what I would be saying to this Deepa Nupain, or however it is that you say it. And if he wants to say, well, I'm sorry you feel that way, but we don't feel that way, and we're not going to be bothered sending you a copy of that letter because we think that the letter belongs to us, and just because it has your name on it, we don't care. We're not going to send you a copy of it, and if you don't like it, that's tough. That's the way he feels about it. Well, okay, but I'd at least say that to him, and if he says that's tough, I'd go to the trouble of writing down the way you feel about it and sending it to him in written form and keeping a copy of it somewhere. So you've got a record of a memo, a written record of saying, if something comes in with my name on it, I want you to, if you're receiving my mail, I want you to make sure I at least get a copy of it. Because it puts you in a very kind of a dicey situation if somebody's reading your mail and then deciding, well, yeah, this has got Sharon Phillips' name on it, but we're going to decide that Sharon doesn't need to see a copy of it. I would find that unacceptable, and I would say that to them. So this will be a little test for you. The first test is the address that you had turns out it was a bogus address. Apparently you didn't know that. Now you know. So we're going to try a different address. We're going to find out whether it's the second address is going to be acceptable or not. It remains to be seen whether I get any response at all to my letter. I kind of expect that the response that I'm going to get is no response at all. I expected that with the first letter I sent, and the only reason I knew to make this phone call is because I got a response from the post office in the form of they returned it and said we couldn't deliver it. Which is different than just nothing happens. I'll wait 30 days, and if nothing happens at all, then I'll follow up. And I guess maybe when I follow up, my follow-up will be another call to this phone number. And I guess as long as you answer the phone, I'll see what you have to say about it, and we'll go from there. If you don't answer the phone, I probably will not leave a message, and I'll probably... try and contact somebody else, and we'll go from there. But
how about if you call the number on your back of your card? They might have more information than I would.
All right. Well, I appreciate the thought. And
yeah, that's what my supervisor always tell me. Well, you know, when I had a different supervisor than what I have now, that's what he said, because, you know, I would get people who would want to talk to the supervisor, and he would say, well, it's nothing he can do. He need to call the number on the back of the card to find out where it's, you know, where's the holdup.
Right. So this is your last chance, Sharon. You can tell me a phone number where I can contact Deepa. Is it N-E-W? I'm having trouble reading my own
writing. I don't have it, I can't give you a phone number that I don't have.
I get it. I understand. And so there you go. And so all I can do is write down the name, and I'll have the name available to me, and I'll call this number again. When I called it today, you answered, and so we were able to talk, and I'm grateful for the information you gave me, and we'll try again with what we think is a better address. And I'm actually cautiously optimistic this one's going to work. And who knows? Maybe they'll get the letter, and maybe they'll read what I have to say, and maybe they'll decide to respond. But maybe they'll decide that the response that they want to make is just no response at all. That's kind of what I'm expecting. And I think they'll be making a mistake if that's the way they decide to respond, is to just, in effect, just throw it away and do nothing.
I think
that they'll be making a mistake if they do that, but we'll see. Okay?
All right. I thank you so much.
Thanks, Sharon. Bye now.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye now.